step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is, he's about to mess around and find out. We'll get into that, in just a few. It is time now for the nephew and today's prank phone call. But before we get to your prank, Tommy, we have a phone call for you. Check it out.
Listen to me. Stay depressed because I always have problems, just like everybody else. My name is Darnisha, but baby, y'all prank calls are so hilarious. It make me laugh in my worst times. I can't even understand how something can be that funny. I love y'all. Please keep it up because, baby, that and God is the reason that I am still here. Thank you.
Whoa. All right. Thank you, baby.
Love it.
But she need to be careful on this here show because that dude that called in is probably listening. And you said, if it wasn't for God and God, you didn't say Jesus. And that dude probably heard that. And he going to have problems with this here now. Y'all going to quit calling in here talking about the Lord and don't talk about everybody else. Because now we finna open it up to everybody that want their person saying something to them. And y'all going to stop calling in here and not talk about all the names you have. The next caller that don't mention Yahweh going to be a situation up in here.
Yahweh.
Call in here and don't say Jehovah and watch what pop off. Okay, keep on.
Well, can we give her what she want, this prank call?
Yeah, let me see if I can make you happy. We gonna pee on the side of a house right now. Pee on the side of. I'm trying to get her there. Let's go, baby girl.
Peed on my house.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Mr. I think that's the name.
Yeah. This is. What's this in regard to?
This about an air conditioning unit. You did some work for us over on my house over off Street. Do you remember coming out there last week?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Right, it was a lady there, my wife. She let you in to come out.
Right. Is there a problem? Is there a problem? The air's not cooling or what?
No. It's cooling. Everything. Matter of fact, I want to tell you that you did a good job. But I got a question for you. Now, when you was at the house and you was working on the air conditioner out there in the backyard, did you happen to go on the side of my house and pull out and use the bathroom right there on the side? Did you go over there and do number one on the side of my house?
Say what?
Well, what I'm saying is that my wife tells me that when you were there, that you went on the, she was looking out the window. She said that when you was there, that you, and went and used the bathroom on the side of the,
hold. Wait a minute. I did what not to what?
Right. You and you did number one over on the side of the house. Now, is that something that you did?
Say, man, look, you got to understand something, man. All right. Now, I apologize if that did happen, but you got to understand something. You know, we down south, man. And, you know, we talking 85, 90, 95 degree weather, man. I got to stay hydrated. I got to drink a lot of fluids. So, you know, with me being the age that I am, I have to drink a lot of fluids and it tend to pass through.
Once again,
I said I apologize.
I understand all that. But you know what? I can't accept no apology like that when I got a man that's got on the side of my house and then...
Man, now I'm apologizing to you. And you coming off on me like that?
You done on the side of my house in front of my wife.
Look here, young man. Now, if your wife saw me evidently, she need to see some type of because you evidently ain't doing some
You who the hell? Who you think you talking to?
Why is your wife watching me anyway do my work? What, is she that hard up that she got to look at the old man?
Look, all I know is I don't want no man at my house, in the house, side of the house, backyard, nothing.
Well, you should have been there.
Look, man, let me tell you something, dog. Let me tell you something. I'm the only person at my house. You understand
me? Evidently, you ain't right if she out there looking at me. Look here, son. I'm a professional, okay? I do my job, and I take my job with pride, okay? It's not being professional. If there's something that I did, that's that water running through me. Right.
Okay, nice. But you don't.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes. I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
No other man's house, and you in my house, and my wife sitting there looking at you out the window. Now, I got a problem with that.
Well, what you need to have a problem with is your wife looking at me, if that's what I did. You know what? You need to be at home and give her something to look at other than looking at me.
You don't tell me what I need to do about my wife. Now, you don't go to another man.
Man, you know what? I'm about to lose it, all right?
Now, you're gonna make me lose it.
Let me get my book. That's all. Yeah, I got you right here.
You damn right. And I'm gonna tell you what.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you what it is.
You don't at another man's house. You don't do that. And people, my wife looking out the window, and I bet you knew that them blinds was open.
Young man, you're getting me real upset with these accusations, all right? Now, look, you had what is the street?
You know where I'm at.
I will show you what the is.
I want you to bring your ass back over here on Phillips.
I know exactly what you said. You that yonked on that street. I'm gonna come over there, and I got something for you, y'all. I got something for you. Now,
who
you made me disregard my professionalism, and I'm gonna come show you what being is about.
Look, man, what you don't do is at another man's house, and that's what you did, and you know it ain't called for. Now, you could have held that.
I apologize, man. I had to go. I told you I drank a lot of fluids in this hot heat, man. Now, what else do you want me to do?
I want you to keep your fluid till you get to the service station down the street, but not in my backyard, side of the house, and my wife looking out the window.
Man, f*** you and f*** what you talking about. If I did, I apologize. If you can't accept it, then the hell with it.
Look, you're going to f*** me off and make me do something up in here. I'm telling you now.
What you going to do, man? I done told you. I done apologized to you, and I will come over there and kick your f***, okay?
No, you ain't. You'll do what? Let me tell you something.
I'll kick your young because judging from the age of your wife is young, and I know you're young. You can't deal with no old school. I'll kick your young
You're going to get your ass whooped today. You hear me? Let me tell you.
Street too. I'll come your young
Let me tell you, I got one more thing to say to you. Is you listening to me?
Speak, damn it.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy named
Man, now you know what? I'm going to get with his and he know I got heart palpitations. And I don't need this type of in my life, man.
He said, man, my boy be out there fixing air conditioners and heaters all day. He said, man, let me tell you something. He said he'd be frustrated to begin with. He said, begin my call.
He said, man, because I got 9 or 10 more I still got to do today.
Hey, man, you all right?
Man, yeah, I'm all right now, nephew. I'm all right now, nephew. Nephew Tommy, you and that Steve Harvey are some damn fools in the morning. I listen to y'all cats every morning, man. I don't know how in the hell. I sit back riding laughing. That's how y'all get people, and y'all done got me with the same. Oh, man. I enjoy y'all show, man. Y'all keep up the good doggone work.
I appreciate it, man. I got one more question to ask you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Well, you know, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Texas Trust, here we come. Me and Junior Boy, Monique, Rodney Perry, and Dominique, we will be in the building. You don't want to miss it. Dallas, that is April Fool's Night. April Fool's Jam. This is number 6, and we will be in the building. Tickets are on sale. Where they get the tickets at, Junior?
AXS.com.
AXS.com. Stupid is on the way. Yeah.
Wait a minute. They get the tickets where?
AXS.com.
A is in Apple.
Yes.
X is in S-Ray. S is in Sam.
I didn't hear the X.
I know why you said that.
All I heard was AXS.com. You know, what, Junior?
Your X is
all right,
too
coming
high,
up next, coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, he's about to mess around and find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.